Hello?
Hello? Hello, good afternoon.
Yes?
My name is Stanley, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. We just wanted to ask you a couple questions concerning the problems facing our nation, our state, and local communities. Are you a registered voter?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. Let me just say it. Ms. Yanis de Hernandez?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Could we go in English, or would you like me to speak in Spanish?
English is okay.
English? Okay, thank you. Good. I'm just getting the questions real quick, okay? And then, so, just the first question I wanted to ask you was, which of the following states are you registered to vote in? Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, or Michigan, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, or is it another state that you're a registered voter?
Just Maryland.
Maryland? Okay. Let me see Maryland. Yeah. Thank you. Okay. And I don't know why my computer's so slow today. Sorry about that. And the year you were born, just the year. I don't need your birth date.
1995.
Thank you. And that's the first question. Why is so slow today? I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other officials? Are you almost certain you will vote? Probably
yes.
Vote? You're certain
I
you
want
will vote.
To vote.
That's good and
yes,
good
I
for
want.
You. Thank you. And then the next question is, if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
Well, that's a hard question.
So many to choose from, right? But for you, what would be the most important one that you, in your opinion?
The most important?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, can you repeat the question again?
Yeah, of course. If you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
I think it's about guns.
Guns? Okay, gun reform or something like that?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Thank you. And reform. Okay. Thank you. And then the next question will be so slow today. Sorry. Thank you for your patience. Okay, now, thinking back to 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? Or like many people, they skipped that one?
Well, on that time, I was not able to vote.
Oh, cool. So now you're able to have a voice. Great. Good for you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. This is going to be my first time that I can vote.
Oh, nice. That must be exciting. So you didn't vote
yes.
then? Okay, so next question. And think again about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, would you vote for a Democrat, Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I feel like I really want to vote like for Joe Biden because I'm Spanish. So
right, of course.
I feel that's the only like, party that support all democracy.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. And some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of whom you plan to vote for, please tell me, how likely are you to vote for the following candidates? Using a scale from 0 to 100, 0 means there's no chance you vote for them. 100 means you would definitely vote for them. Joe Biden, from 0 to 100.
100.
100. Okay. Donald Trump. Thank you. Donald Trump. 0 to 100.
Zero.
Zero. Okay. Thank you.
Zero.
And the next question is, and thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for a Democrat candidate or Republican candidate in your district?
Democrat.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Democratic candidate or Republican candidate Larry Hogan?
Well, that's a hard one. But I think Democratic, yeah.
Okay, thank you. And let's see if... And whom do you trust more when it comes to immigration, to the issue of immigration? Joe Biden and the Democratic Party or Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
Joe Biden and the Democratic Party.
Okay, thank you. And yeah. Is it much more or somewhat more?
Much more, yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate that. And please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each of the following statements. Okay? So President Biden should prioritize undocumented immigrants for being from being targeted from deportation raids.
Sorry, can you say again?
Yeah, no problem. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. Do you agree or disagree? And then we also have somewhat...
I agree.
Okay. And strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I strongly agree.
Okay. So the same thing for the next following questions. It'll be strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree. So President Biden...
I strongly agree.
Yeah, of course. I got that one. And then President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
Agree.
Agree. And it's a strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Do you strongly agree or strongly disagree?
I strongly agree.
Okay, and okay, so we have somewhat and strongly. So leave it on strongly?
Yeah.
Thank you. And then President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. How do you feel about that one?
Somewhere.
Okay, somewhat agree. Got it.
Yeah.
Next question. I'm going to read a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you agree or disagree that the president should take action to protect them. The first one would be, so it's the same thing, strongly agree, strongly disagree, then we have somewhat in the middle. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Do you agree or strongly disagree or strongly agree?
I agree.
Agree? Is it strongly or somewhat agree?
Somewhere agree.
Somewhere. Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens. How do you feel about that?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you, ma'am. And President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
I agree with.
Okay. Is it a strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. And then President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions. How do you feel about that?
Strongly agree with.
Thank you. Okay, so we're over halfway done. Thank you for your time, ma'am. Please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you more or less likely to vote in the 2024 elections. Okay, so the program, a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation. Would that make you more likely or less likely to vote in the next election?
More likely.
Mm-hmm. And is that somewhat more likely or much more likely?
More likely.
Okay, thank you. The program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom live in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. How do you feel about that? Would you be more likely, much more, somewhat, or less likely?
More likely.
Okay. Yeah. Is it somewhat or much more?
Danny. Much more.
Okay, I'll be as quick as possible. I can hear you probably have your children with you. I'll try to move along as fast as I can. A program that keeps families together. Thank you for your time. I really appreciate it. I'll be done soon. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, which is 10 years, are protected from deportation. Does that make you more likely? Or much more likely, or less likely, and we have somewhat likely.
More likely.
Okay. Thank you. A program that grants permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Is that more likely or less likely?
It's more likely for me.
More likely. Okay. And somewhat or much more?
Much more.
Much more. Thank you. A program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions and to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
More likely.
Thank you. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. How do you feel about that?
Much more likely.
Thank you. And this is for this section, this is the last one, and then the rest will be a little faster. A program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Much more likely, yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And believe me, your opinion counts, ma'am. Thank you for your time. Please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. The first one is Joe Biden and the Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. Does that make you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, not at all concerned?
Someone concerned.
Thank you. Donald Trump and the Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. How do you feel about that? How concerned are you about that?
Like, very concerned about that.
Thank you. Donald Trump and the Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. How concerned does that make you?
Very concerned. Like,
it's at the top. I get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
so,
not good. Nothing at all.
Yeah. You know, I just want you to know something. When I do the surveys, I can't really make any opinions, but I understand you, okay?
Yeah.
Joe Biden and the Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the United States for over a decade. How concerned are you about that?
Can you say the question again? Sorry.
Yeah, no problem, of course. Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the United States for over a decade. How concerned does that make you?
I'm not sure on that.
You can ask me as many times as you need, like, for me to read again. I have no problem with it, okay? That's what I'm here for.
I'm concerned with that. I'm not very concerned on that because I understand that they can't do that at all, too.
Mm-hmm. So would you say you're a little concerned or somewhat concerned?
Yeah, a little concerned about that.
Okay, thank you. Donald Trump and the Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. How concerned does that make you?
Some concern.
Okay, thank you. And just so you know, we're over 80%, and we should be done any second now. I'm going to read you the different approaches President Biden and former President Trump have proposed when it comes to immigration, and I would like you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither are exactly right. So the first one would be, okay, here's the approaches. Joe Biden says, we must create an orderly and secure process at the border. And then Donald Trump says, we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have lived in the country. Which approach is closer to what you think?
Joe Biden approach.
Joe Biden. Is it much closer or somewhat?
Much closer.
Thank you. Okay, so now we're almost at the end. And after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Democrat Joe Biden. Thank
you. Thank you. As best as you can say, do you personally know anyone who is a documented or in the country without papers? You know, we don't want to know the names or anything. We just want, if you do, you could say a coworker, we have a friend, a family member, an acquaintance. Yes, but I'd rather not prefer to specify any of those, whichever one you like.
I have family members.
Okay. Thank you. And then in a typical week, do you use any of the following to get your news, any of the following sources to get your news and information? Do you watch Fox News? Do you use, you could pick as many of these as you want. Fox News, WhatsApp, YouTube, Spanish language audio programs, TikTok, Univision, OANN, MSNBC, or other major network channels and the website, Facebook, Instagram. Do you use any of those to get your news and information from?
Well, I use Instagram, and I use Fox, too.
Fox? Which is Fox News Channel? Or their website? Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Any others?
Univision.
Univision, okay, thank you. Okay, let's move on. We're about done. And finally, I'd like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Your heritage? Where are you, your, like, family, trace their heritage back to?
Family.
I'm sorry?
What is the question?
Yeah, like your heritage. Okay, for example, we have people that are like Cuban, people in Mexico, their parents, their grandparents, Mexico, Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, Spain, things like that. Do you know, where your family comes from, basically?
Yeah, I like where my family came from, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you know where that is?
Yeah, El Salvador.
El Salvador. Great. Beautiful country.
Yes. Thank you.
It's very pretty. A lot of people going out there and visiting right now. Yeah, I've seen it on TV. It looks beautiful. Were you born on the United States mainland, on the island of Puerto Rico, or any other country?
I was born in El Salvador. So I grew up
nice.
In El Salvador.
I hear a lot of it lately on the news, and I've seen many pictures. Very beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And I think that's, let's see, what language do you primarily speak in your house? Always English, more English than Spanish, Spanish and English equally, more Spanish than English, always Spanish,
more,
or something else.
More than English.
More Spanish than English. Great. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or how do you see yourself?
Democrat.
Thank you. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
I think I'm a strong Democrat, yeah.
Okay. Thinking in political terms, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Liberal.
Thank you. And what is the last year of school that you have completed?
I'm in school now.
Oh, cool. That's good. That's good for you. Good for you. That's real good. Some people stop, and, you know, you're never – I don't know your age or anything like that, but you're never too old to keep learning. It's always good. So let's say
– I'm not old, okay?
Yeah, I understand. I don't – you know, I don't pay attention to those things. I try to be in the middle of everything. But yeah, that's great. Good for you. Now, what's the last you completed, though? The last one you finished?
I think it was like 1 year ago, so 2023.
But like high school, junior high, college?
High school.
High school. Okay, great. Okay. Do you have a religion?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay, great. And then I think we're fine. And finally, strictly for verification purposes, for my supervisor, your first name is Yanis?
Yanis, yeah.
Yanis, okay, thank you. I think that's it. Thank you for your time. And just one more question. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research studies are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we note that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future?
No. I don't.
Okay. That's fine. No problem. Thank you. I really appreciate all your time. Ms. Yanis, Ms. Soto, right? Ms. Yanis Soto. So I really thank you, and I'm really glad to hear that you're voting, and it's very exciting that you have a voice and opinion in the system, and I'm looking forward to this year's elections. Thank you for your time, and I know you want to spend it with your family and for giving us the time. Thank you very much, okay? You have a wonderful afternoon.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.